Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. As Amy was just saying, two more hot days and then I'm calling it. It's fall.
You think that's it?
No.
No. But he's calling it.
You're going to will it into existence.
But it's one of those, yeah. If you've ever had some sort of physical pain, like Wheeler had yesterday being human, and it's just so unfamiliar to you. Had physical pain, and it hurts really bad. But you know, like on day three, it'll be better. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about the weather.
Yeah.
But here's why it's fall. Because the heat will be an anomaly rather than the norm.
Yes.
Right now, it's like the nice day is an anomaly.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's fall. We're declaring it fall. But there ain't no way in St. Louis we're getting away with October without having like 95 degree days.
No, we will. You're right. No, we absolutely will.
Late October, too, probably. It's going to be disgusting.
But that's the anomaly. That's what makes it fall.
Yep.
Phoenix is setting a record. Today is their 101st day.
Oh, no, 100 days.
100
Over
days.
100.
Today's 101. And what did you say the forecast?
Not the
choose to live
not
there.
The temperature. No, the temperature is 110.
This is the 101st day of over 100 for them.
Tomorrow's 113. The next day, 111.
It must be so different. Ugh. I mean, I don't know how different dry heat can be, but I just couldn't do it.
It's different, but it's still hot.
I mean, 100 degrees for 100 days.
Yeah.
I can't imagine wanting to live there. Palm trees ain't enough for
me, pal.
People
choose to live there. No.
I know. You get the snowbirds who go there.
Right. It's like a convection oven because tomorrow's 113. I have this thing where I was trying to run in the biggest temperature span ever. So it was 112 in Scottsdale. And I was like, I'm going to go for a run. I have to run 4 miles for it to count. And I started running and I got about a mile out. And I thought, I think I'm cooking my insides, like just by breathing. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I turned around and I went back because, yeah, it's a dry heat, but it feels like you're in a convection oven and breathing makes you hotter.
I'm glad you were smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bad.
You can't mess around.
I remember one time thinking of you have to do 4 miles for it to count. When I was fat, Dave, I decided to run around the track where the lake is by the house. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, this is true. I made it 7 steps and it hurt. And I just stopped.
Well,
I mean, talk about not having any stick-to-itiveness. I was just like, this feels awful in my body. And if I do 7 more steps, it's going to feel twice as bad.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for that Air movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. But that's what he does at the end. He starts to jog and he takes like 10 steps and goes, what am I doing? And then he quits.
No, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
It's just so awful. So how you feeling? You back to normal?
Kind of, yeah. Except, like, normal, but sweaty. Like, extra sweaty.
Okay.
Like, I can't stop sweating. Like, rib sweat.
Nice update.
Rib sweat.
Yeah.
Rib
sweat. It's like right here. There's like a line, right?
Oh, under boob sweat.
Yeah, kind of. But it's below that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
don't
flatter
here.
Yourself with a rib sweat. We
no,
know
it
what
is.
We call that.
It's whatever. You can call it. We can call it whatever you want.
We call it under.
Just because I have a chest.
Oh, my God.
Talking.
Damn.
Dude, that's I almost rude. Said a bad word just now.
I don't even know what that meant, but it was harsh.
It was meant for Ronge, but
God.
His headphones just fell off.
So we're
back to normal.
It's just like a Little Rascals episode.
I know. What the heck, man?
Wheeler says something. Ronji's headphones pop
off.
Dude, I mean,
you insulted his headphones.
It's like a Three Stooges episode.
It did come out pretty poorly. So probably a fair response.
What's the good way it comes out?
Not like that. Totally different words. Totally different words.
At least I have a chest.
I know.
Well, I also have a boiler below it, so probably a combination of the two.
Boy. That's great stuff.
That was like my favorite little kid story when I'm, helping this homeschool family. They have 6 little kids all under the age of 10, right? And the one was like 3. And again, this is like a very modest, homeschool family. And the little boy was like, Miss Amy? I'm like, yes. He's like, are you a boy or a gwill? I was like, I am a gwill. He's like, then why don't you have a bosom? And I was like,
what the hell? How old?
Like 3.
3?
Because I guess like the Playmobil characters, Playmobil is like slightly bigger than Legos. But it's the Playmobil. There's like the little girl Legos, and I guess I wasn't shaped exactly like the little girl Legos.
Yeah. These unrealistic beauty standards.
I know. Yeah. And I was like defensive.
Who can live up to Lego?
To a 3-year-old. I was like, I have a bosom. What are you saying?
You take that back, you little
the world.
I love that story because the way they say girl.
Girl.
Yeah. Boy, learn to speak first, kid, and then we'll criticize my body. Yeah. You little jerk.
Luckily you can read about my
what's a, I don't know what a gwill is, but I'm assuming that you mean girl.
Yeah.
Well, here's Kevin. At least I have a chest.
Rob's going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a real chesty week here.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gone in cycles. And now I'm sweating even more.
Though. Is that what the person you ran into on the street yesterday said about, check out the rack on Kevin?
That's what he did say.
He's like, oh my God, look at those. Wow, yeah.
Look at those. Wow.
Look at that rib sweat.
Yeah. It's getting worse the more I'm laughing, so I'm going to have to change shirts.
You're going to take that shirt right off, aren't you?
You know what? Why don't you go ahead and pop that bad boy off?
Nah, nobody needs that damage.
Man. That's so.
See what we're missing.
First of all, I'll blind everybody in the room with my paleness.
That's awesome.
It's so perfectly Kevin. I wish I could pull that off with confidence of being like, I'm having rib sweats right now. That's my problem.
I mean,
ribs don't sweat, big dog.
Well, there's fat on top of the ribs, yeah, so that's what's sweating. It doesn't mean the actual bones. It's just where it is.
Bone sweat.
Yeah, bones aren't sweating. It's the fat and muscle right there that are sweating.
Damn.
The crevasses.
Yeah, the trenches. Yeah.
Well,
that's where your trench is.
It's too round for there to be trenches there.
What is?
Like, which part?
Right there.
Oh.
It's not, there's no, it's just round. It's not.
Man, that was solid when you just hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like who doesn't have crevasses?
I've been eating for years. Been eating for years.
Introduce you to this little kid commenting on booze.
Oh, he'd be like, why do you look like a bowling pin?
Are you a goyle or a boy?
Are you a bowling pin upside down?
Why do you have such bosoms?
That's like such an old-timey word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my mom, it was always a joke between us. She called her breast her bust, and I called him her break. I just got break and breast and bust mixed up.
Oh,
and so she used to love saying like show everyone how big you are. I'd be like, I'm almost up to her breaks. And yeah, it's a weird relationship we had.
I forgot bust is another old timey. Yeah. Like you're like, what's your bust measurement?
Yeah, I guess I used to as a little kid be like, hey, look at those breaks. Like, and I'd say it to my mom, like, look at that set of breaks on her.
It kind of works though.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Mom, get in here. You got to see this.
speaking of mom, I went by today to the facility, Bethesda Dilworth, where she passed away, to do my first training session with Melissa, who I love, from No One Dies Alone. And it was weird. It was weird going back for the first time. Like, I pulled in that parking lot so many times. And when I pulled out of it at about 6 in the morning she passed away, I just didn't think I'd be going back. And it was weird to walk in and sign in the same place I did. And it was odd. But it was a good meeting. And Melissa's taking me by the hand. And she was like, how you feel about it? And I'm like, I'm nervous. Dead bodies make me nervous. Mm-hmm. And she goes, here's what we're going to do. You're going to be a hospice volunteer on the care and comfort team, where we partner you up with a couple of people in hospice the way my mom was before she, you know, was actively transitioning. And you'll just be their friend and you'll go visit them and you'll bring them treats. And then you're going to do a couple of sessions with me and then we'll see how it feels. Mm-hmm. So it's good. I feel really good.
That's the way to go.
The care and comfort thing, I got that. Mm-hmm. I got that. I can.
Could you? Is that part of the volunteer? Like, if you can't go to step 8, can you?
Yeah,
can you park at step 5?
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, she handed me a card that someone sent my mom, because they even have hospice volunteers who just send cards.
Oh yeah.
So like, there's many levels, and I need a shout out to Lou. Lou is a wonderful lady who works at Bethesda Dilworth in the administrative arm of it, and she's a big fan. And she said that her husband knows not to turn it off KMOX when he gets in her car, because she listens to you guys, listens to us, listens to TIAM. So hello, Lou.
What's up, Lou? That's awesome.
She's very cool.
Hey.
Very cool. Very complimentary. So yeah, I had quite a morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling now?
Better. I feel relieved. Like, I feel more...
Just to get it started?
I feel more able to do the vigil stuff, knowing that I don't have to do that first, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can kind of dip my toe into it. Ease into it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure at some point there's a deep into the pool version of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Can you... can you ease into it for as long as you want? Or eventually do they say, all right, hey, it's...
I'm sure at some point...
I feel like it's got to be whatever
you
want. You
got a solo.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sure Melissa would let me partner with her as many times as I needed to. But yeah, at some point you have to solo.
Yeah.
And we'll just see how it goes. So... But the plan is for Nick and I to do it together, but Nick, being a political consultant, can't do anything until after the elections. And so, yeah, right. I'm not too worried about it. Feeling much better about it.
Good.
What else? Well, we've covered everyone's boobs in here and my volunteering in hospice. So what more is there for the show?
Well, just there won't be any boob talk during that.
During my...
Yeah.
Well, I no be. Promises.
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess.
I mean, it's really up to Dave.
Really, everything's on the table. Why not?
Yeah. Dave's like, I'm going to throw it out. You don't have to take
you
it.
You can pick it up. You can leave it right where it is.
Everybody's like, I'm going to leave
throw it.
It
out. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Speaking of, why is Kevin's shirt still on?
Yeah. I
thought you were going to pop that bad boy off.
I would not do that to any of you.
No.
I bet you're built like the Thing from Fantastic Four.
It's probably not far off. Yeah.
Did you go to the pool in Miami?
Yeah, with a shirt on.
No, that's
I'm dead serious.
Like you swam with
no,
shirt on?
And I'm dead serious. No, I do it because don't I don't. First of all, I do that for the beach and the pool now
like
all the time.
Like a little chubby kid in the
because
ocean.
I don't want to put on all that sunscreen. I just don't want to. That's a lot of ground to cover, man.
Yeah, for you.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of ground to cover, and it's
a couple of cans.
Let's be honest, it's hairy. So,
is it?
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
my
chest. Yeah, chest and back. Yeah,
you're covered in red hair.
Kinda.
Wow, like an orangutan.
A little bit.
Oh, like that that monster from the Bugs Bunny. You know
yes!
what I'm talking about?
Yes, the orange guy.
Gossamer.
Gossamer, yes.
Oh,
him.
What an interesting
That's
monster.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you look like? Yeah. Straight Kinda. Down the middle.
Man, that one scared me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But he did his hair. He gave him a permanent.
Yeah, he did the little
it was
part down the middle.
It was very cute and fun, but they were in a haunted house, and he was a big orange
monster.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's me.
He wore Chuck Taylors.
He did.
Remember
he
that?
Did. Yeah.
He did.
I loved him.
I had a hairdo. Sometimes I look like him.
Like Gossamer?
Yeah. Like, I would part my hair down the middle, which is, like, very in, and my sister will look at me and go, my, what an interesting monster.
There you go.
That's he's awesome.
So good.
Bugs Bunny was like life to me. I was I was way too attracted to him when he dressed like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was way too scared when he was in a haunted house, like a goyle.
I heard that. Right.
He threw shade though. He
was
amazing.
Ultimate smartass. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he's probably the saltiest guy I've ever liked. Like, I don't like mean people, but Bugs kind of pulled it off. You know?
Yeah. So a lot of cartoons that are geared toward kids have to have some adult humor or elements in them so that the parents will watch, right? But is that about as adult as it got, other than like, you know, Ren and Stimpy, stuff like that? Was
probably
not really for kids. But I think there was a lot in that show, if you go back and watch it.
I think
that
every generation, like SpongeBob was my generation, watching with the kids, and there was some humor for me and humor for them.
Yep.
And just like me waking up to Bugs Bunny, like the kids now be like, oh, that's what that joke meant. Okay.
Yeah. See, well, we loosely got some of those references because they were things that our parents would have on TV or whatever. Kids now probably don't get the references to like old-timey TV. Like on Bugs Bunny, they would always do the... who's a James Cagney impersonation?
Right.
Like we would loosely get those.
Yeah.
Kids now wouldn't have any idea what that is, but SpongeBob to them, they would get those references and
You know, Aladdin, the original Disney animated with Robin Williams as the genie. And when he's singing his big song and he does all these different voices where he kind of transforms, he's still blue. And there's one where he's kind of like, ugh, and he just, I forgot what he says, but it's William F. Buckley. Like they don't even say his name. It's just the guy. And I'm like, whew, there are most adults aren't going to recognize that's William F. Buckley in the Aladdin genie song. Like very much adult.
Did he play baseball?
He did. Old Buckley.
Oh. It'd be Buckles Buckley.
Old swamp ass Buckley. There he is.
That sounds like a real guy.
Who is the real guy that you guys, when I was driving back from Colorado?
Oh, the one you guys were talking
Swampy.
About. The guy, that really goofy old name.
Yeah, Sloppy.
Sloppy something.
Sloppy Thurston?
Yeah, that's what it was. That sounds so terrible.
That was awesome. I'll never forget, I was driving through the worst part of Colorado. Phoebe and her friend were asleep in the backseat. I'm listening to Sloppy Thurston, and I have so many jokes, and I couldn't even text it, like, say this. You guys aren't as good as me with Sloppy Thurston. Man, we fake a lot of shows. We don't fake a lot of shows. We just do a lot of shows where it's like shoot from the hip. And today we have some really great guests. We have a guy on at 2:30 who, when he was a very young man, did the whole 1964 tour with the Beatles. So that's going to be really, really cool.
Like in what capacity?
He was the only British journalist who went on their tour of Canada with them.
Wow.
So he spent weeks with them day and night. So that's awesome. Going to be a lot of fun. This won't be fun, but it's going to be meaningful. At 3:00, we had a gentleman named Joel reach out to us. He lost his 15-year-old son to suicide. And so he's going to be on. He said, I just want to talk about it. I just want to, like, my son had issues and we didn't know about them. And if your son or daughter has issues, you need to know about them. So that's going to be really great. Interesting and really difficult. Did you guys see that Missouri is the number 2 worst state to drive in?
Yes. No shocker. All of it's I-70, right?
I mean, it was really interesting the way they did it. It was, we're like 5th in road rage and 5th in hitting animals. And like all these things that go into the algorithm just spits us out number 2 behind Mississippi, which is never where you want to be.
No, you don't want to be near Mississippi in any rankings.
No. Does it ring true to you? Does
it feels like it?
I mean, we're that bad.
It feels like it. I will say though that living in South Florida for the years that I did, it's worse down there. It's the driving is insane in the Miami area. It's all of South Florida. Because it's the combination of everything. It's the combination of the dudes in their Lamborghinis going 140, and it's grandpa in the left lane going 42, and like it's a little bit of everything, but it's definitely not good here.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're playing Bee Gees today because my TikTok decided I needed to see Bee Gees last night.
Oh.
And to me, the Bee Gees are very just like, they're not a joke. They're just like a moment in time. Like, oh, those are the Stayin' Alive guys. They're amazing. Like, just, they're amazing.
Wasn't there an HBO doc about them a couple years ago?
I don't know if there was. I missed it.
I think there was. I feel like Trish watched it and told us about it.
It sounds very Trish.
Yeah. But it might be worth a watch is all I'm saying.
They're just crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ever do that? Just like maybe a movie that you passively watched at one point or a music artist or something and you hear them again and you're like, damn, that's really pretty amazing.
I pushed really hard for my sister-in-law when she married my brother to walk down the aisle to More Than a Woman. Mm. I thought that would be really good, but they didn't do it.
No one appreciates your ideas.
No one does.
Did they go silent like the room just did?
Yeah.
More than a woman.
You've gone untapped for a very long time.
Yeah. This is a great idea. I'm an out-of-the-box thinker.
Stay in that box. Get back in the box, Amy.
I swear to God, this is what I was going to talk about at 1:30. You two are now a couple, and like... you've been on many shows, and you know, were on with Charlie and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very weird relationship that we all have. Like, you don't spend 4 hours looking at and talking to your family. You just don't. You know, you're lucky if you get 20 minutes here and 10 minutes there and someone's running in and someone's going to practice. This is weird. It's a weird relationship to have where you just look right in someone's eyes and talk about anything and everything for 4 hours. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe that to someone? The relationship that you end up with.
Yes.
Ron's you first.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
I think Amy is great. I've learned a lot from her.
He's reading off a card.
This is like, oh, like a, you know, 70 years of marriage. No, everything she says is fine.
I feel like the Zagat's book sketch from SNL, like, God kill me. No, I love working with Amy's great. I think it was different because we were friends first.
Yeah. And then, we literally, like, once a year, so I would invite him to coffee 4 times a year, and once a year it would actually happen because he's incredibly flaky, very non-committal, would always cancel like an hour before. So when we did get coffee, we would sit and talk, and it pretty much sound, we'd always end up on politics.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like what we do.
Like this, yeah. I think working with him, he's the worst.
Oh, here we go.
I think he's a bad person, but
that's not true.
But here's where his redeeming here on Halloween. He loves Christmas so much that when he was a kid, he dressed up like a Christmas tree. And I think every now and then there's like a redeeming element. And whenever I don't like him anymore, I think
remember
you dressed
the Christmas
up as a Christmas tree.
Chris.
Or that he loves
That's
malls.
Amy's North Star for Ranj.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree.
Always come back to the Ranji tree.
I took the T out of Christmas. Just about me.
Okay, well, that's...
It is pretty cute.
It's adorable.
He dressed up as a Christmas tree. I also picture him... Oh, my gosh. This is also adorable. Because, again, can't stand the guy. But...
she's still going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He is so bad at multiplication that when he was a kid, all he wanted to do was go to recess. And as soon as you finished your multiplication sheet, you could play. And he said he would just struggle while one by one, all the kids got up and got to play outside. And he was stuck in the classroom. Isn't that adorable?
Looking out the window.
How far up could you go before you hit the hard stuff?
I can't remember if it was... I feel like it was 6.
Yeah.
I think 6 is where it started to get me.
Yeah, those are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 is okay. 5 is easy. 6 is, it's getting hard again.
When you get into like the 7 times 8, you're just like,
I don't know about that. 9 was easy because I figured out the trick of, was it like adding a number to the first digit and then subtracting from the second? That was easy. But 6 got me.
But how can you be mad at that?
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty cute.
You can't.
Yeah. Him sitting there in his little Christmas tree outfit waiting for recess.
I want to go play.
Poor me. Feel bad for me.
I did that.
I've done a lot with this, you know, the lack of ability. I've done pretty well.
You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks.
There should be an award for that.
Like you said, you're making good contact with the ball. You're hitting line drives. They're just
all over the field.
Right at the right fielder.
At the right fielder.
A lot of Adam balls.
I was watching, this is weird, a weird reference, but I was watching Bill Maher the other night, and he had a guest on who is, he's like a lexicon guy, and he teaches at Harvard or Dartmouth or something, and he's super, super crazy smart, and knows everything there is about language, very serious, but then he was really, really laughing. Like, he was a really easy laugh, and he was laughing in a way that you could tell he didn't care what anyone thought of him, and I wrote down on my show sheet, you know, how easily do you laugh? I think that's probably a predictor of how happy you are and how much I would like you. Like, someone who can do that and just be kind of self-effacing and not care what he looks like or acts like, he's just really laughing. It was really charming.
Hmm. Was he Columbia? Was it John McWhorter, the linguist from Columbia?
That's exactly who it was.
Yeah, he's really
Amy
good.
Knows all of them.
Well, yeah. I did interview him once.
That's even more impressive than the guy.
I'm like, yeah, I'm sure
was
it's
it
that
John
guy.
McWhorter?
That like, specific guy.
Was it Paul Goldschmidt? Did he play first base?
Was it Sloppy Thurston?
Was it John McWhorter?
He's good. I like him
Slim
a lot.
McGillicuddy?
anyway.
Yeah, people like that are really impressive to me.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's especially to be an academic and then laugh a lot because a lot of them are very stuffy.
Bathroom humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote a book on the history of bad words.
Did he really?
Yeah.
We should get him on the show. Amy knows him.
Yeah. Call him, Amy.
Reach out to him again.
Yeah. Send me his phone number.
What do you think about I talk so much about TikTok, but it's such a great...
time waster?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you just see things and you get ideas, but for some reason, it's showing me a lot of pilots. And there's a whole lot of, like, you know, Southwest pilots, Delta pilots, and they're like, hey, come along with me for my week. I'm going to fly to Bermuda 3 times, and this is what it's like in the hotel, and here's what it's like this. How do we feel about people whose lives are in their hands, even having an inkling to think about how they're going to shoot their day on TikTok?
Oh, I get what you're saying, but there are a lot of people that are just so practiced at getting out their camera and getting the shot that it doesn't bother me. No, if they were like fumbling with it and it was obviously like a bad video, I'd think, maybe go back to the drawing board. But if it looks slick and stuff, they probably know what they're doing. So it doesn't bother me too much.
So my mom's the opposite because she had always said, like, I don't want to see my pilot. In my head, I want the pilot to be just this infallible being.
Not a real person.
Not a real person.
A force
just like,
of nature.
A force of nature, yeah. She's like, I never like when you can see the pilot with his little bag and you're like, what's in there? And did you sleep well?
Yeah.
Like, it's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I want an old one and I want a young one. That's my main thing.
The guy with experience.
And then the young guy, in case he dies,
the young guy's there to,
They're so young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Think about the guys that fly the most advanced fighter jets in the world. They're young.
Yeah, they're
fine. Kevin, I trust those people.
Kevin should be 16.
But yeah. Hey, listen, I'll trust the 17-year-old up in the air away from my car as opposed to the one on the highway.
Oh, did you hear this yesterday?
I was livid and 100% on Andrew's side. I was so mad. I felt like I had to turn it off. I was like, go, Andrew, go.
I was talking about...
I thought you were a numbers person, Amy.
Seeing these 16-year-olds get their pilot's license and how wrong that seems. And Wheels was making the point that they're much safer flying at 16 than driving. And it's about as mad as I've seen you in a while.
I mean, it's very frustrating.
I was throwing stuff
Kevin has a
apartment.
Way of bringing it out of me, though.
Yeah, because I'm asking for, like, I don't know, like, data to back it up. Like, how many teenage airplane crashes have there been
but
in
then
the last
when I
10
said,
years?
But then when I gave you the data, Kevin...
You gave me nothing.
I told you that there's not a lot of records of 16-year-olds flying
because
16-year-olds don't fly planes. And then you go, oh, so you don't actually have the data. Neither do you.
Unlike you, I actually looked it up after the segment. There are 25,000 teenage pilots in the country between 16 and 19. And let me, anyone in the room, name the last one you can think of where a teenager crashed their plane.
Well, I'm not really up on plane
not,
crashes.
But would it not make news?
You can't name an adult other than like the 9/11 guys.
This is my point, but most of the, jeez, Amy.
Yeah, man.
I don't even want to argue anymore.
She brought in a 9/11 reference.
No, the reason why is because one of the main 9/11 guys.
Want to see you resurrect this.
Man, this is great.
So, yeah.
This actually happened. I sent it to you. If you Google his name, it just says Egyptian pilot.
Oh, for the Wikipedia page?
No, Wikipedia at least says he's a terrorist who hijacked a plane. But Google has his title as Egyptian pilot.
Is it Muhammad Atta? Is that it?
Yes, yeah. Muhammad Atta. And they're like, I wouldn't necessarily go straight to Egyptian pilot.
Yeah.
But that's why Google and so on.
Not a great descriptor.
Yes, and so that's why I
didn't get the whole story.
I sent that. I'm like, this is a crime that's how they're listing him versus Wikipedia says a terrorist.
Yeah.
But to Kevin's point about pilots, the only pilot I know is Sully. How many pilots
Charles
do you know?
So every pilot you
Charles
know
Lindbergh.
Crashed.
Amelia Earhart.
That's right. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lindbergh, he didn't crash, right? He was just a Nazi? Isn't that what it was?
Probably.
No, he was definitely a Nazi sympathizer. Yeah. Huh?
The Wright brothers?
I don't know.
I mean, they crashed their first time.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Who among us?
Do you know there were other Wright brothers who just got...
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, there were like two more Wright brothers who just ended up being normies.
Wow. Man.
That'd be a tough family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two of them invented flight and the others were like...
Yeah, I'm a baker.
Yeah.
He's an accountant.
They're like, at least my name is not Orville.
Yeah, I wonder what they ended up doing, the Wright brothers. What? If they were successful.
Oh, the other Wright brothers?
No. The Orville and Wilbur. Like, did they go into great success or did they just invent flying and then they went back to being normies?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Yeah. What a weird segment this has been.
Yep.
All over the place.
Yeah. It's a weird hour.
It's like a buffet. It's a little bit for everybody.
It is. Yeah. And we just keep going back and getting a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really drilling down on anything.
I like it.
I'm still so mad at Kevin.
Be mad.
So I am.
Go find some data.
He doesn't care about you or shingles right now.
No.
He's defeated you both.
Yeah, it's fine.
He had a bad day and a half.
Yeah.
Yep, about that. Yeah.
The only side effect is the rib sweat.
Yep. Still there, too.
God, I think you still have a fever.
Look at that.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he lives in it. Yeah, I know.
It's in life.
That's not a good color shirt.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, what am I going to do? It's a great shirt, though.
I'm still trying to come to terms with your Harry.
I need to see this. Oh,
that's just the beginning. Don't worry. There's no. Yeah. Well, it's the collar, like three
that's
inches.
Not bad.
It's that's just. No, that's, yeah, that's like.
I pictured
that's,
like a sweater.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's not that. No, I don't. I'm not that way.
Because being red, that would be especially.
Are they hamburger nips or pepperoni nips? What do you?
I don't know.
God. Here we go. Oh, he's about to show us. He's looking.
I have no idea.
You know what a pepperoni is?
Yeah, probably neither.
They're just normal.
Like, yeah, I don't know what like.
I
what,
said
what?
During the segment, I got nickels.
Is nickels? This harassment?
Yeah, I'm not sure who's being harassed.
That's a good question. I don't know what an apt comparison. If we're going money,
you just know it's wrong.
Maybe pennies.
Pennies. Like wheat pennies?
Oh.
Kevin's got wheat pennies.
Wait, what's a wheat penny?
Oh, what?
It's an old-timey penny that they used to, the Native Americans would compare to nipples.
Judging by that shirt, looks like gumdrops from here.
Now Amy knows who's being harassed. She's between the two of you.
She's just like backing off.
Kevin and his jujubes.
All right, Kevin, show us the nipples. Just show us.
Oh my God.
Andrew wants to see the nipples.
I think I've seen Kevin without a shirt on. I don't know why.
Why have you seen Kevin?
I don't know why, but I feel like that's the kind of thing you think you've done.
Yeah, so you either did or you didn't.
Yeah,
I
can
visualize
it.
If you're not sure,
problem.
That means you didn't.
Okay.
I think you'd remember too, Kev.
You never know.
Oh, right.
Now I'm sweating more.
That one
God
time
bless
I was
it.
Shirtless in my office at work.
Why is anyone shirtless at work?
Yeah. There's no good reason.
God, I'm sweating more now.
Oh, my gosh.
You're really going to need to change.
I'm going to. I have another T-shirt in the other room.
Like a backup shirt? Or just on accident?
It's just a different shirt. Okay. It's the shirt that I use to do the Cardinals videos when I'm here. Oh, yeah. The little KMOX T-shirt. That's always my backup.
What size shirt do you wear?
This is an XL.
XL. Okay.
It fits well.
It does.
Yeah.
It's the Songs for Soldiers T-shirt.
Yeah. Yes. It's also a very nice T-shirt.
Yeah, we're
nice
not even pretending to do a show anymore.
No, like you're alive. What's going on?
What size shirt do you wear?
XL.
Do I? Because it's not on the list.
No, you don't have one.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm an hour.
You're looking at the next.
She's just desperate. She's like, no, I'm pretty sure.
Let's do something.
You got
to
one.
Get us out
you got
here.
Two. Only a couple of minutes into segments. We've been wasting our time this hour. Not officially, legally, scientifically, just your body clock. Mm-hmm. What time does afternoon become evening? When does evening start?
I think 5.
6. When I get home from work.
I'm a 5 too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine's just 6, but because it's just because that's the only notable change. Like pulling into the garage, you're like, all right, evening's here.
What time's supper time? If forget your schedule. Mm-hmm. What time naturally is supper time?
8 o'clock.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I would eat at 8. If I didn't have to.
Really?
I know. If I didn't have to get up in the morning, I would eat at 8.
Oh, I'm a 5:36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7. That's what I am. Yeah, 5:36.
I should have been a European.
Yeah, for sure. You're my most European friend.
I know. I've never even been there.
Famous for their baseball caps.
Yeah.
I'm starting new trends.
Zip up. You look very nice today, though. You have a button up.
You look like Michael Jackson. We haven't talked about Amy's outfit once.
I dress like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
She's got black pants.
That are short.
Short black pants with white socks, black shoes.
Yep.
And a white t-shirt with a black shirt over it.
Yeah.
You look like Michael.
Are you a dancer?
Oh, can I dance?
No.
No. Breaking us down.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.